WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned peace seeker, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. Today we're diving into something super juicy, finding inner peace through forgiveness and letting go. Raise your hand if you've ever held on to a grudge like it was the last slice of pizza. Yeah, me too. We all know that feeling, the anger simmering just beneath the surface, the bitterness creeping in like an unwelcome houseguest. But guess what? It's not doing us any favors. Holding onto resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. It's time we give ourselves a little TLC, right? Forgive yourself. Forgive others. And most importantly, learn to let go of the stuff that's weighing you down. You know what they say, forgiveness isn't just for the other person, it's a gift to yourself. Think about it. When we forgive, we free ourselves from the shackles of anger and resentment. We create space in our hearts and minds for joy, love, and peace. Imagine that. But before we get too deep into this beautiful journey, let's break down some key takeaways that will help you on your path to forgiveness and letting go. First things first, recognize that forgiveness isn't about condoning or forgetting what happened. It's not saying what you did was okay. It's about understanding that holding onto anger is ultimately hurting you more than anyone else. Think of it as releasing the grip those past hurts have on your present and future happiness. Secondly, remember that forgiveness takes time. It's not a light switch you can just flip. Be patient with yourself. It's a process, and some days will be harder than others. Just keep showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding. And hey, if you need to take a break from the process, that's okay too. Sometimes taking a step back and focusing on self-care can give you the strength to come back to forgiveness when you're ready. Third, remember that forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to become best friends with the person who hurt you to forgive them. Forgiveness is about freeing yourself from the burden of anger, not about making amends or rekindling a relationship. Fourth, try practicing self-compassion during this process. Be kind to yourself. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes deeply hurt others. But holding on to anger won't change what happened in the past. It's like trying to erase a tattoo with a band-aid, it just doesn't work. Focus on healing and moving forward with grace. And finally, remember that letting go is a gift to yourself. Imagine shedding the weight of all those burdens, all that negativity. You'll feel lighter, freer, more open to joy and love. It's like taking off a heavy coat on a sunny day, you can finally breathe. Think about a time when someone hurt you deeply. Maybe it was a betrayal by a close friend or a difficult situation with a family member. Ever notice how holding on to that anger just made everything feel more complicated and stressful? It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Every step you take feels harder, and you're constantly dragging that weight behind you. But what if you could let go of those rocks? Imagine the freedom you'd feel. The beauty of forgiveness is that it sets us free. It liberates us from the chains of resentment and allows us to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. So, my friends, I encourage you to embrace this powerful journey. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. And most importantly, learn to let go of the things that no longer serve you. You've got this. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is just as important as taking care of your physical health. So keep listening, keep growing, and keep sharing this journey with me. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of peace. Leave a review to let us know what resonated with you. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, a space for support and inspiration. Until next time, stay kind to yourselves, my loves, and remember your mind is a powerful tool. Use it wisely.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.